Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the G20 summit and pressed him regarding any Russian meddling in last year's U.S. presidential election.
The president opened the meeting with President Putin by raising the concerns of the American people regarding Russian interference in the 2016 election. They had a very robust and lengthy exchange on the subject.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who also attended the meeting, later said that President Trump accepted Mr. Putin's statement that Russia had not interfered in the election. The G20 leaders opened their Hamburg summit with low expectations and anxiety on part of those concerned about how they perceive as possible isolationist and protectionist tendencies of the Trump administration. The host, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has not been hopeful of achieving any consensus, called on leaders to make compromises. Meantime, on the streets of Hamburg, there have been more violent clashes between anti-capitalist demonstrators and anti-riot police. More now from VOA's Luis Ramirez.
Demonstrators appear to be shifting their strategy, going from calling a one massive march to dispersing throughout the city to try to get in the way of delegations, trying to block access to the venue, G20. And it's a very, very tense scene.
Police anticipate the protest will peak later today when around 100 protesters take to the streets. This is VOA News. An alleged human trafficker was arrested in South Sudan, turned over to Somalia. Somali government says the man headed a trafficking network smuggling thousands of people across East Africa to Libya and then on to Europe. Leaders from the United States, South Korea, and Japan have agreed to urge the United Nations to speed up sanctions against North Korea following this week's intercontinental missile launch. Leaders all reaffirmed their commitment to denuclearize North Korea. A UN conference adopted an international treaty banning nuclear weapons, but the world's nine nuclear powers boycotted the proceedings, leaving the impact in doubt. Treaty was adopted by 122 countries. The Netherlands voted against the measure, and Singapore abstained. Ambassador Elaine Gomez of Costa Rica served as president of the UN conference that negotiated the treaty.
Este texto deja abiertas.
This text leaves an open door so that nuclear weapon states and other states who control them can be parties to this agreement. So this shows the political resolve of this conference by bringing together the necessary conditions in order to eliminate these weapons.
The treaty prohibits states who sign and ratify it from developing, testing, producing, manufacturing, and otherwise acquiring, possessing, or stockpiling nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. The treaty will enter into force once 50 states have signed and ratified it. It has been 2 years since China began a sweeping crackdown on human rights lawyers, and it has sparked an international outcry and raised concerns about the mistreatment of detainees in custody. Philip Alexio reports.
On July 27th, authorities in China issued a provision stipulating that courts shall exclude confessions extracted through torture and that interrogations of criminal suspects must take place in regulated settings. But courts will be left to determine whether evidence has been illegally extracted. Albert Ho, a member of Hong Kong's Legislative Council, said that he finds it hard to believe China will implement the non-torture regulation.
They only pay lip service to international conventions on human rights or against torture. They are doing totally different things. They are most well-organized liars in human history.
Following renewed allegations of torture, international rights groups have recently submitted a joint report to the UN's Committee Against Torture, which they say should be used for China's next rights review. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
And you can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we sadly mark the passing of another of the greats of modern jazz, the wonderful pianist, composer, award winner, and band leader, Jerry Allen, has passed away. Jerry Allen is a wonderful pianist and composer and educator, a mentor for young musicians over the years. And she, as a very young lady growing up in Detroit, was led by others to become a great musician. So she passed along what she'd learned to others. And of course, working with dozens and dozens of the most famous artists in jazz, she became one of the most famous artists in modern jazz, and at the age of 60, passed away on Tuesday, the 27th of June, after a bout with cancer. I don't want to be too sad on this edition of Jazz America, though it is a very sad passing at such a young age for Jerry Allen. I want to celebrate her wonderful spirit, her wonderful career, her wonderful life, and give you the thoughts not only of Jerry Allen and conversations I've enjoyed with her over the years, but also the comments of other musicians who knew, worked with, and loved her as well. When Jerry Allen finished her college career, she moved to New York City and became part of what was known as the M-Bass Collective, put together by the great saxophonist and musical visionary Steve Coleman. He invited her to join with him and the rest of their associates on the album Motherland Pulse, paying homage to their love of all things African. And here's the song from that release titled The Glide Was in the Ride. Jerry Allen with Steve Coleman beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
standbys on the side. The glide is in the ride.
Breaking up is hard to do, but it's better.
proud group of women who came together to form the Mosaic Band under the direction of the great drummer Terry Lynn Carrington. Among those artists who came together for this project of all-female jazz greats, Jerry Allen on keyboards, and on the vocals in the song you just heard, Esperanza Spalding, here on VOA's Jazz America, as we remember the late, great Jerry Allen. Esperanza Spalding certainly had some thoughts about her sister in jazz, and here is some of what she had to say in relation to Jerry Allen after her passing. And these comments were put together lovingly by another of the great ladies of jazz these days, Lois Gilbert, and she has a wonderful service and website, Jazz Corner. Jerry was and is a divine prism of pure heart and artistry. She conjured sonic rainbows, beaming new color spectrums out of plain black and white keys, and perpetually revealed new aspects of that constant creative sun at the center of her mighty musical orbit. Jerry's life sound will emanate forever, increasingly and enlightening the musical expanse of our shared humanity. Those are the words of Esperanza Spalding. And now, let's get the words of Jerry Allen herself in a conversation I enjoyed with her as she gave us the background of growing up and turning on to jazz in her hometown of Detroit. I have cornered Jerry Allen here at the Montreal Jazz Festival, the great pianist from Detroit, Motor City, and you have a lot to be proud of, not just being from Detroit, which is a wonderful center for great musicians that have made jazz over the years, and we could go down a whole laundry list of some of the greatest of all time, you among them, and but also just for the wonderful contribution you've made to jazz as a great band leader, composer, and a lyrical, beautiful, melodic pianist who's really put your own stamp on your own compositions and made your own unique statement in jazz. So I've said all that lofty stuff, and basically I'm saying hello and thank you for coming to join with me.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Let's get into some more mundane kind of things, because I think people like to have a point of reference with artists as people, their life experience as they listen to their music, and that's what I want to get from you now, because I think a lot of folks may not know that you're from Detroit. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, and they've not been there, can you give anyone a quick idea of what that city is like and what being from Detroit has meant to you, mm-hmm, as a person and as a musician?
Okay. Detroit is a fantastic city to grow up in. As a child, I had access to, you know, all the different kinds of arts. And, you know, Motown was really, really going strong. So, I mean, as a kid, I was dancing to that, but always hearing.
You think?
Yeah, oh, definitely. But I was always hearing, you know, on the backdrop was, you know, jazz. And so once I went to high school, I met Marcus Belgrave, who was a very important person on the scene in Detroit. And he introduced me to the Detroit jazz scene. So I met all of the McKinney family and all the great musicians that were there. Roy Brooks, who I worked with for many years. And through that experience, I mean, I became sure that I wanted to be a jazz musician.
Mm. I can remember hearing this song live sitting by the beautiful Detroit River on Labor Day in Detroit at the Detroit Jazz Festival. Jerry Allen with her familiar style on acoustic piano and with her group Timeline from the album Live. As you heard, of course, live, the song 4x5. Now, here's music from the great teacher that she first enjoyed working with in Detroit at Cass Tech High School, where so many great jazz musicians learned their craft. Marcus Belgrave was her first great instructor. Here's the great trumpeter from his album Gemini with the song Gemini 2 on Jazz America from VOA 1. I've quoted the famous African proverb that is so profound, each one must teach one, quite often. And in the case of the artist you just heard, Marcus Belgrave, he taught our special guest, an honoree on this edition of Jazz America, the late Jerry Allen, very, very well in her early days growing up in Detroit. More coming up of our salute to Jerry Allen, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received with the message reading as follows. Hi, Russ. I am an avid listener to Jazz America. I love your splendid presentation. I'm really entertained. Please don't stop. Please kindly play me one of Wallace Roney's tracks from Mohammed Ahmed Mansour of Monrovia, Liberia. Mohammed, thank you so much, and it's timely that you ask for the music of Wallace Roney as we salute Jerry Allen. Wallace Roney met Jerry Allen when they were both very young, just musicians up and coming in their careers, and they came together over the years in the Northeastern United States, eventually ending up in New York, working together on various projects, and finally, they were married. Now, they divorced, sadly, later on, but they came together to make wonderful music, literally and figuratively, and she played on a number of his recordings and he on hers. From Wallace Roney's album, Mystical, here is Nice Town, a song written by Wallace and Jerry Allen together, to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
on the chain, breaking rocks and serving my time. Been breaking rocks on the chain, cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Said I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working, and I feel that so very long ago. I let the grocery man there bleed, left him right there down on the floor. I left the grocery man there bleed, cause I was robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Said I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working, and I still got so very long. Say 5 years hard labor on the chain gang, you're gonna go. Heard the judge say 5 years hard labor. Heard my baby say, oh Lordy, no, no. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Said I reckon that ought to get it. I've been working. So very long to go.
That is the newest version I know of the Nat Adderley classic Work Song, just released from a couple of legends, Barbara Morrison, the legendary vocalist, with legendary saxophonist Houston Person joining her. Work Song from the album I Wanna Be Loved. And did you not love that bluesy, jazzy version of that song from Barbara Morrison? Now here's another talented lady of jazz who just left us at the age of 60. The great Jerry Allen. I had a chance to speak with her backstage at various concerts over the years, at the Detroit Jazz Festival, her hometown festival, as well as the Montreal Jazz Festival, in studios, at the American Pianists Association, where she was a judge, and other spots. Here's more conversation with her and more of her wonderful music on VOA's Jazz America. A lot of what I want to reveal in conversations with artists is to give you the background from their perspective, their experience. Let's do that with Jerry Allen now.
The people who were doing sound last night, we spent a really good time getting everything really pristine at the sound check. And then when we hit the bandstand, all of a sudden, I couldn't hear anything. I didn't know what to do. And throughout the whole performance, the first two tunes, I'm signaling to the sound guy, you know, the monitors guy up in there, and you know, I'm asking him to do this and do that, and he's trying to do it, he's trying to make it happen, and they came out on the stage, you know, and let me ask them what I needed, and they really took care of me. You know, that happens a lot when you have a sound check and there no bodies are in the house. It completely changes the context of the thing when people are there.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to get an equilibrium, you know, in the sound check, but you know that there's a wild card, because once the people come in, everything's going to be a little different. But just to say, I mean, I commend them so much, because they didn't get frustrated and they rode the situation with me to make it happen. And then I was able to get myself together and do my best after that. So,
you know, it's an interesting point you make, to take care of the needs of the musician. It can't be just business. And the marketing of art is an incongruous statement, you know? I mean, art is art.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere down the line, it needs to be marketed, I suppose, for mm-hmm. some
well,
people
to find it.
You got to
find a balance, mm-hmm. because, you know, we all want this whole thing to thrive. I mean, every aspect of it. The musicians want to be connected with the audiences and the people, you know, because that's what we do. That's why we do it. You know, I mean, I can't speak for everyone. I'll speak for me. When you see the people out there and their response, it's like we're connected as one group now. It's like we're all in this kind of thing and we're riding this wave together. And it really significantly impacts the performance if the audience is there, you know, in a way to really partake of the whole experience. And it lightens the whole experience completely. It's like all of a sudden, you know, you feel that first response back from them, and that's okay. They're mm-hmm. here to have a good time. Let's go for it, you mm-hmm. know. And all of the stuff goes away.
The Fire from her album 21, Jerry Allen. And here's some work from her last recorded effort from 2016, a collaboration featuring a trio of very inventive artists. Jerry Allen on piano, Terry Lynn Carrington on the drums, and David Murray on saxophone from the album Perfection on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Jerry Allen, David Murray, and Terry Lynn Carrington from the album Perfection, one of the last recording sessions ever from the late Jerry Allen. More Saluting Her coming up.